Thursday, August 12th. The group met all morning on textiles. They were supposed to have something in at noon and didn't. They finally got a paper in at 5:30 this afternoon, but in the meantime, they'd worked out a plan for the textile group not to meet till next Tuesday, so that took the heat off the decision. The president was very much displeased with Peterson's briefing paper that he sent in on it because it was so long and involved. Henry was in on Soviet and China things again, the plans for announcement and time. He was reporting again his attitude toward Dobrynin on setting the date, and he says the Russians are really panting for this thing now and that we have the upper hand, and Henry played it very hard with him and would not take Dobrynin's feeling that they had to have a date right away, and just said we would set one in a little while when we were ready, that we couldn't clear the president's schedule that rapidly. Conley called me today to say that he was going to come back up. He was in Texas on vacation. He was going to come back up this afternoon as soon as possible because we'd had a bad day in the gold market yesterday and another bad day today, and he anticipates a really bad one tomorrow. He says the uneasiness is continuing in many countries and deteriorating daily. He's going to have Volcker send the figures over to me and all, but he thinks we can move on the whole deal and that at least we can move on the international front, close the gold window and so forth today and maybe wait till Monday on the domestic front. But when we do any one of them, we've got to show all the planning and preparation and do some more. He says there's no panic, but it is getting worse and worse and we're losing the initiative. So he came on up and met with the president at 5:30 today, after which the president called me while I was out to dinner to say that they had decided to go ahead on the whole move on Monday and that we were going to pack up the key people, including Arthur Burns and the key Treasury and Economic Group, go to Camp David tomorrow afternoon, spend the weekend there and get it worked out, make the announcement on Monday. We'll cover the whole thing when we do it, apparently, so it's going to be quite an earth-shaking operation. We went to Wolf Trap, the President and Mrs. Nixon did, for the light opera thing this evening. He got a good reception. Got home late, end of August 12th.